Good evening, everyone. It's about 10:30 p.m. That is Monday. I keep thinking it's Tuesday. Monday, the 10th of August, and as you can probably hear, I'm sitting on my swinging seat. I've got a summer dress on. It's not warm, but it's not cold either. There's no breeze. And it's been a very humid day. It's very stuffy indoors, which is why I've come out here for a breath of air. I feel quite full up because I made tuna pasta bacon that I didn't eat mine that long ago. So I didn't have a lot, but it filled me up. It was very nice, though. I've got to water my plants. I just got a rose thorn in my finger, just the tip of one. I don't know if I've got it out. And whether that's just a tiny split on my finger. I was testing to see how dry they were because we were supposed to be getting rain today and of course we didn't. Or if we did, I blinked and missed it. But you can bet your life if I water my plants tonight, it'll rain in the morning or in the night. So I hope it does though because we really need rain. I've had a bit of a turmoilish day really. I didn't sleep at all. I got up this morning and I dozed off on the sofa for about an hour, sitting up. Then when Obi left, he kept saying to me, he kept waking me up and saying, "That's Connor's TV, you can probably hear upstairs, his bedroom window's open." I said, he kept trying to wake me up and saying, "Why don't you go up and lay down in bed and get some decent sleep?" And I kept saying, "No, I don't want to. Anyway, after he left, I did wake up and I went and I did go back to bed. And I did sleep for 2 hours and I got up about 3:45. And I had one of my overnight bags in that can stay in 18 hours. So I went to did some clearing up downstairs and put the dishwasher on and, you know, did the usual stuff that you do. I had a Tesco's delivery today as well and a dog food delivery and my dialysis delivery. So I went to put a bag on and I got a box of that contains 4 bags of the dialysis fluid out of the cupboard in the lounge. I've got 2 places where I store them. One is in there. I've got a few in there, but most of them are in the kitchen. There's a walk-in cupboard in the kitchen where the fuse board and everything is. I've got most of them in there. And the ones that came today were just out behind the sofa because I wanted to take the old ones out and put the new ones in so that I used the old ones first. So I took a box upstairs to put one of the bags on to warm. And I thought, this might have been in the cupboard a while, you know, it was at the back of the cupboard. I think I better just get Ronan to check the date on it. I never get anyone to check the dates, I'm supposed to. So I said, "Could you check the date on this, please?" And he said it was April 2015. So I said, "Oh, God." So I said, "Can you come down with me and see if they're all like that?" So he went and he looked at all the boxes, they're all April 2015, and one was March. So obviously I couldn't use those. I think I've been using them, to be honest, but they probably didn't do me any harm. They probably just didn't work properly. So then I said, "Oh, well." He said, "Do you want me to get one of the new ones that came today?" And I said, "Yeah, okay." I thought, at least I've got those. I didn't have a lot come this time, but it was enough to last me more than a week, and then I could get something sorted out in the meantime. So he looked at them and he said, "Mum, all these boxes that came today, their expiry date is the 4th of August 2015. And I'm like, "What? What?" Oh, I thought I heard him in there then. I said, "What? Are you sure?" I said, "Oh, go away. There's a public boo."
"Is there any of that pasta bake?"
"Yes, it's on top of the oven. Oh. With a lid on top of it." I haven't put it away yet because it was still warm. I'm going to decant it into something, but I think he's going to finish it now, so that's good. I said, "Are you sure?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm absolutely sure." But this is about 6:15, so I knew the clinic at King's College will be closed, but I rang and left a message on their answer phone anyway. And then we've got a ward, one of the wards, there's 2 kidney wards, actually there's 3, but one of them is the hemodialysis ward, so I don't have any doing with them, but the other 2 are like, if anyone's in for procedures or any problems they're having, Or sometimes if they've got other problems, like you might get some elderly people who've got heart problems, but they put them on the kidney ward because they have to be dialysed, so they make sure that they have to be, they're in the right place for all their kidney treatment. If they've got, but they might be put there if they've got other health issues, because the kidney wards are specialised, and then the doctors, the relevant doctors that could just come around and see them, like from the heart specialist or whatever. I only know this because I was in there for 3 days once a couple of years ago, and that was what was going on. But anyway, I couldn't get them to answer because it was like, I expect it was the time when they're taking the meals, evening meal round, and then they do medication, and then it's the handover period. And I thought, I'm never going to get through to them at this rate. It's going to be like 9 o'clock by the time they've done all that. So I kept trying and no one answered. In the end, I rang 111, NHS 111, and she said, she went off and spoke to her line worker. She was very nice. She came back, she said, have you got internet at home? And I said, yes. She said, well, maybe you can look up to see if there's anywhere where what local pharmacies do your pouches that you need. I said, no local pharmacies do them. I said, there's only one company that makes them. And I said, they come from Nottingham and I'm in Orpington. I mean, that's several hundred miles away. So she said, OK, well, call back after 6:30 and you'll be able to get connected to an out-of-hours GP. So I said, OK. So in the meantime, I tried ringing the hospital number again. I thought, I'll just keep trying both and see where I'll get the joy first. So I got through to the ward on King's College in the end, and they said they'd put me through to the other ward. There's two wards, Fisk and Cheer, and the number I've got is for Fisk, and I was supposed to go through to Cheer. So she put me through to Cheer, and I spoke to the office, someone in the office, and she immediately connected. I didn't have any waiting, anyone having to call me back, which you do sometimes. She immediately connected me to a very nice female kidney doctor who I've never met before or spoken to. She was really nice. She said, look, it's not your fault, because I said, you know, the thing is, I don't bother looking at the dates and I forget to ask people. She said, to be honest, I wouldn't even think to
Thanks,
look. Mother. All right. There's some you know, some of the bits at the end have gone a bit dry where the liquid didn't dry. You know what I mean? Cover it properly. All right. What I mean is that, you know, like it gets a bit baked up at the edges.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. I like it when some of the... I did. I like it when the pasta goes dry at the edges. If it's... Because I don't really like pasta absolutely swarming in sauce. I like it quite dry anyway. So if it goes a bit crispy, I really like that anyway. Where was I up to? Yeah, so she said she wouldn't think to look at it either, and she was really shocked that they sent me stuff that's out of date, and she said, please don't use the April ones. And I said, well, I've been using them. She went, yeah, I know, but, you know, she said, they didn't do you any... she said, but don't use them now, knowing how out of date they are. She said, if what you're going to have to do is just for the maybe tonight and maybe tomorrow, depending on how early they can sort it out for you. You can use the ones that are, well, they'll be a week old tomorrow, use those. She said, I shouldn't really tell you to do that, but I think it's more sensible than you not having anything in at all. And I said, well, will they work? She went, oh, yeah, they will work, but, you know, they're probably, you know, they're only just out of date. But even so, a company like that are dealing with vulnerable people and people much sicker than I am should not be doing this shit. And I'm really appalled. I'm not going to say who they are. I have mentioned their name on here before. But I will be taking issue over it, and I think the hospital will be as well. Because now I'm beginning to wonder if the other ones that I've had that are out of date now were borderline when I had them, if you see what I mean. Maybe they were really borderline or even out of date, slightly out of date. And whereas... usually a box, something like that, will have at least a year's date on it. You know, I've got the other type of bag I use, the nighttime ones. They're like, I don't know, December next year or something like that. And these probably should have that kind of date on it. I reckon I haven't had them. You know, obviously I haven't had them a year, definitely. So I'm beginning to think they might have been borderline close to their date when I had them. And it really isn't my fault. I feel a bit useless over it because, you know, it's the second time in a week. The other ones were out of date as well because I think I threw the wrong ones out. And that was my fault. Well, it wasn't, but that was my mistake. This one is a genuine mistake. It just, sometimes no one's got time to take. I can't do it. I haven't got the stamina. If you saw the boxes, how heavy they are, how many there are, having to move them out, they're in piles taller than I am when the cupboard's full. And I can't deal with getting them down and pulling them all out and putting them all back in, putting the new ones all in there, then putting the, and sometimes people will help me. Ronan would help me, and Obi helps me, but we just haven't done it recently. I suppose we all got a bit slapdash about it, me mostly, because I should have been the one that insisted on someone helping me sort it out. So she said she's going to email Dawn, who's the PD nurse that trained me on my dialysis in the beginning, and she's been away since January. She must have recently come back. She had foot surgery and she wasn't allowed to put more weight on her foot than she needed to, so obviously that job involves a lot of walking around and travelling to work every day, so she had to have a lot of time off work. So she's back, and she said I've got to email her about someone else has got a problem I've got to email her about anyway. So she's going to email her, and she said, have you got anybody that can come up and collect you some spare ones tomorrow? And I said, oh, I haven't, because I honestly, none of my family, my parents don't drive, and well, my mum never did. My dad stopped driving a long time ago, probably about 15 years ago. I don't even know, it might have even been more than that now. I can't really remember. Maybe even 20. Or getting on that way. And my sister does drive, but she hasn't got a car. My nephew has got a car, but he's at work tomorrow. He's a driver for Ocado, and he's probably not even, you know, he won't be back like till tea time, and then everywhere, like the clinics and that, are all going to be closed. And after he's had a day's work, he does long hours driving. I mean, he goes right down to the coast and everything. You know, it's not just locally. He was down in Wye near Ashford the other day, because one of my dad's twin sister used to live in Wye. It's a very pretty little village, very picturesque village in Kent. It's down near, on the way to Ashford. I might be past Ashford, I'm not sure. And my cousin died. I'm not laughing a lot. I'm just laughing at when I'm just thinking about what I'm going to tell you. I had a cousin called Aaron who died when he was 26. He had really, really, really aggressive cancer in his spine, and it went into his lungs and all different places, and it was very tragic. And he died in 2001. So my nephew Louis would have been 12. Only he rang my, when it was safe for him to call my mum. He said, I didn't go to Aaron's funeral because I avoid most of them if I can, because I'm always thinking mine might be next. Anyway, he when it was safe for him to pull over and call her, he called my mum and he said, what was the name of that place where we saw, they reckon they saw a ghost of a woman in the cemetery, in the churchyard. They saw this woman, I remember them talking about it at the time, and she was just sitting there. Oh no, I think she was standing there, but when they thought about it afterwards, she was dressed in Victorian costume. And now, I mean, it could be somebody that dressed up, had been somewhere or been to a fancy dress thing, but it just seemed a bit weird because she was just standing there really still. She didn't say anything, and more than one, you know, quite a few people saw her. And he said, yeah, what was the name of that place? He rang my sister. What was the name of that place where we saw that ghost that time? She said, oh, I can't remember. He said, was it Y? She went, oh, I mean, if he'd asked me, I would have known immediately it's Y. Is it Y? Yeah. Oh, I've just driven through there. I recognised it. But he was only 12. It was a long time ago that he went through there. But he's very good on places like that. Anyway, I can't ask him. So I said, I'm really sorry. I've got nobody who can go and pick it up for me. And she said, oh, don't worry. You might have to use that one for a couple of days. But there might be one of the nurses or one of the assistants or someone who can actually drive down and drop you off some spares and then sort it out. And I feel awful because I'm costing them money. not for that, but the, just the delivery alone, that they'll have to deliver me a whole new stock of boxes, is £80, and that's before you start costing the actual materials. But having said that, I am on the cheapest form of dialysis. The hemodialysis is much more expensive, so I don't really feel guilty from that point of view. And also, it's not my fault. Even if I was a bit slapdash and disorganised and ended up with the old boxes and used all the newer ones, it's not my fault that today, the 10th of August, they sent me a load of boxes that are out of date by 6 days. I mean, that is not my fault. So they're going to have to come back at some point anyway, even if I hadn't got disorganised with the other boxes. They would have had to have come back to get them, because I have to use them now. And the only thing I can think is, well, I've been using ones that are much older than that, so I haven't got a lot of choice, really. Anyway, there's always something. Honestly, there is always something. And I've been feeling really, really lacking in energy. Now, it might be because my injection's overdue, or it might be because the dialysis isn't working properly because I've been using old bags. Now, that is quite a distinct possibility. And I'm thinking, if I feel like this, the way I'm feeling, I mean, I've done everything I had to do indoors, but it was a real struggle, I can tell you. And I didn't do hoovering or anything like that. I just did basic stuff like caring for the animals, cleaning their litter trays out, sorting out the kitchen, cleaning the kitchen, washing up, doing the dishwasher, doing some washing, getting their evening meal ready, clearing up afterwards. Just, you know, basic stuff that you do every day. I have to keep sitting down all the time. I feel like my legs ache when I think, oh, I can't. There's no way I can go on holiday. Or there's no way I can go so far feeling like this. There's absolutely no way. If I don't improve within the next 2 weeks, we're going to have to see if we can get our flight money back, because I might be able to get it back on health grounds. I don't know. I don't want to do that because I really like to go to Skye, and I've been looking forward to it. But if we don't do that, if we don't end up going, we will go somewhere more local. You know, we've got some nice places here in Kent. We've got lovely countryside. We've got some very nice beaches. I like the sandy beaches. We've got some nice sandy beaches in Kent. I don't like the stony ones, which is more like in Sussex. Like, you've got Hastings and that, they've got pebble beaches, which I don't like. They're uncomfortable to walk on, and they're certainly very uncomfortable to sit on. I was looking forward to going on the steam railway up there. But we have got that here. We've got a steam railway here in Kent. Actually, I think we've got a couple. We've got the, what's it called? The Something and Dymchurch. Oh, Hythe and Dymchurch, I think it's called. I've been on that when the kids were younger, the Hythe and Dymchurch. And then there's the Tenterden. There's one at Tenterden, actually, I don't think is the same thing, which I've also been on. You know, there are lots of nice places to go. And I'll just have to not get too down about it. Obi's not bothered, you know, either way. You know, if he says, if we go, we go. If I don't feel like up to going, then he doesn't mind. We just try and go somewhere that's a bit closer, and I won't have such a journey. And we can probably, you know, if we were going to the Kent coast, we'd just get a cab down there, to be honest, because it's going to be cheaper than a flight anywhere. And I can put, we can get a big cab and put our luggage in and any boxes. And we don't have to go, you know, we didn't know, you don't even have to go for a week. We could just go for like 3 or 4 days or something like that. So I'm still hoping we can go, but I'm not really holding my breath at the moment the way things are. And I mean, I'm all right in spirit, if you know what I mean. I'm not down or anything like that. I'm just a bit physically exhausted, and you know, it comes and goes. Sometimes I'm all right, you know, sometimes I can walk around and then it'll just suddenly come over me. But when I do my injection, after a couple of days, that might go away. It's a sort of thing where you just, what did I do? And I said to Ronan, look, even that, he goes, oh yeah, mum, ha ha. When I was, I made the pasta bake in a big baking tray, like a roasting tin baking tray kind of thing with sides, deeper sides. It's not a baking tray because that's only got a little tiny side. It's just the one with the deeper sides. And I chopped up onions. I don't cook the onions first because when you put it in the oven, they cook. There's no need to put any extra oil or anything fattening in that. So just put the onion in, and then I put the pasta in, and then I put the sauce in, and all the seasoning, and then I'll put the tuna in last, because it's tinned tuna, and if you mix it around too much, it can disintegrate and go into little tiny pieces, and then you don't even know there's any in there, really. So I stir that in last, so it only gets stirred the once, and I put black pepper on the top, and grated cheese and all that, and just a little bit of grated cheese, it wasn't a lot, and I was stirring it, you know, mixing it all in, and it just, my arms just ache just doing that. I said, "Here, you see, that's how weak I feel. I can't even do that." Oh, it smells so lovely out here tonight. I don't know what it is, but it reminds me of countryside. It reminds me of when we used to go camping the evenings. I used to love that. We used to go camping, and we went to a couple of places, Sussex. We went down to actually near, in a little village, we stayed in on a campsite in a little village called Pett. And in the evening, we used to go for a walk. And, you know, there was all fields around there. And oh, it just smelt like that. I don't know what it is. And then we went to, another time we stayed on a farm in Norfolk. I can't remember the name. I think it was somewhere called Hampton Wick or something like that. It was a very, very ancient old church. And we stayed in this field. There was another couple in there. They were an older couple with... They had like a motorhome. They were really nice, and we actually went out on some day trips out with them. We went to Norwich, and we went to Yarmouth, and we went to Acol, and did various things with them. But we shared this field with a pig, and her name was Susan. And I remember she my mum got a bucket of water once, and she chased her with it. And we were talking about it the other day. I said, she probably thought you had food in the bucket. And at night, we used to be able to hear barn owls, and they made a really, really creepy noise. My mum said she got up to the toilet one night, and she said it was the brightest. It must have been a full moon. She said it was absolutely white everywhere, and she had this really eerie noise. It was going... I heard it as well, but she said it was really scary because she was, like, out. There was no toilets there. We had to, like, use the buckets. This was a long time ago. I was about 14, I think. And we ended up bringing a cat home because the farmer didn't want her anymore. So we brought her home. His name was Mr. Kerry. Their surname was Kerry, so we called her Kerry. But she went to some friends of ours, and they changed her name to Mimsy. I trust my mum to bring a cat home, honestly. And then we... had a caravanette it was a kind of like a motorhome after that. And then we used to go around, we went all around Devon and Worcestershire, Herefordshire. It was good times. I mean, my dad used to be foul at times and lose his temper. He wasn't drinking then, obviously, and he was a bit selfish about where when we were in Devon, we wanted to stay in Dawlish, and we loved it there. We loved the campsite. It was really nice, and we liked the little town. And he wanted to go to this horse show in Paignton, so we had to go to a shire horse show, which none of us wanted to go to. And he lost his temper because we tried to say, "Dad, can we stay here another day?" And he was horrible. He got his own way. He was very selfish like that, really. You know, we're holidays for everybody. It's not, you know, and really and truly, when you've got kids, you bow to what they want to do to a certain extent. I mean, obviously, you want to have a good time yourself. And we used to when we went on holiday. But really, we did it for the kids mostly. I mean, because we enjoyed them enjoying themselves, if you know what I mean. That was all part of it. That was the best bit, you know, them enjoying, having them going in the pool and going on the beach and running around and really, you know, and being worn out at the end of the day. And that's all part of it. We loved it. And, you know, he wasn't like that. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. And he was so selfish, really. Anyway, on that little reminiscence, I think I will go in, make myself some tea. I've still got last night's bag in because I actually didn't put it until about 6 o'clock this morning. So I'm going to drain it out now, put one of these out-of-date bags in, and I'll speak to you tomorrow and let you know if I survived the night.